Hi, welcome to Michelle Nasser Show, where amazing leadership insights happen. It will inform, entertain, and inspire you as it showcases interesting people sharing their areas of expertise and valuable tips on success. I'm your host, Michelle Nasser. Please subscribe today, tell your friends and family, and let's all be part of something really great. Thank you for tuning in today. We are going to have an amazing show. I am so excited to introduce my special guest. His name is Nathan Hirsch. He is an entrepreneur and expert in remote hiring and e-commerce. He is the co-founder and CEO of FreeUp.com, a marketplace that connects businesses with pre-vetted freelancers in e-commerce, digital marketing, and much more. He has sold over $30 million online and regularly appears on leading business podcasts around the world. Hi, Nathan. Welcome to Michelle Nasser Show.
Michelle, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Me too. That's great. Okay, so I'm so excited. Ready to get started?
Let's do it.
Okay. So tell me, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Longmeadow, Massachusetts. That's Western Mass, away from Boston and all the craziness that goes on there. My parents are actually both teachers. My dad taught at the high school, which was the town next to me. And all their parents were doctors, lawyers, dentists, and my parents were both teachers. So from a young age, I kind of learned the meaning of working hard and kind of competing for getting money and making it in the world.
Right, right. Okay. And so tell me, growing up, did you have any interest in sports or music or art, or even now, do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I've always been big into sports. I did wrestling, baseball, cross country. Even now, I still play baseball on weekends. But those were the three sports that I played.
Cool. Okay. So tell me a little bit about your professional career, just a high level recap up, you know, your starting out up until now.
Sure. So I mentioned my parents were both teachers and they made me work these summer jobs while all my friends were outside playing. And while I hated it, I learned so much about sales, about managing people, about customer service. But I also learned that I was going to be miserable if I had to work 40 hours a week in corporate for the rest of my life. So when I got to college and I got into Quinnipiac University, I became determined to start my own business. And I really looked at it as a ticking clock. If I didn't start a business by the time I graduated, then I was going to be stuck in corporate for the rest of my life. So I started hustling and buying and selling people's textbooks, created a little referral program. And before I knew it, I had lines out the door of people trying to sell me their books, to the point where I actually got a cease and desist letter from my college to knock it off because I was stealing so much of their business.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that was my first glimpse. And this was 2008, 2009. Amazon was becoming bigger and bigger. Books led me to Amazon and I became addicted to selling. And I failed over and over again trying to sell products that I was familiar with, sporting equipment, computer games, TVs. And it wasn't until I branched out of my comfort zone that I started having success selling baby products. So if you can imagine me as a 20-year-old single college guy selling baby products on Amazon, that was me.
Interesting. Yeah.
And the business exploded, and I was running a multi-million-dollar baby product business out of my college dorm room, and that's when I had to start hiring because the amount of work was getting crazy trying to balance it with my school and my social life, and so I started hiring college kids and made a really good hire right from the beginning, my business partner, Connor, but then made a series of bad hires and quickly realized how unreliable they were. And that's when I got introduced to the remote hiring world, the Upworks, the Fivers, and started hiring remote talent from everywhere. And I got really good at it, but I also realized how much time it took to post a job and get 100 people to apply and interview them one by one. And I wanted a faster way, a place that pre-vetted for me. And when I couldn't find it, I really built my own marketplace to solve my own need. And that's where FreeUp came in.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so your area of expertise is you pre-vet these freelancers, or how does that work? Tell me a bit about your business.
Yeah, so we get hundreds of applicants every week, freelancers from around the world. We take the top 1%, let them in, and then make them available to our clients rapid fire whenever they need them. So our clients like it because it's free to sign up. There's no monthly fee. Whenever you put in a request, we fill it quickly within a business day. On the back end, we have 24/7 support in case you have even the smallest issue. and a no turnover guarantee. If the freelancer quits for any reason, we cover all replacement costs and get you a new person right away. So that's really what we're all about, the pre-vetting, the speed, the customer service, and the protection.
Great. And so how long have you had FreeUp.com?
This is 3 years, and it's kind of cool. We bootstrapped it with $2,000. We did $1 million in the first year, about $5 million last year, and right now our run rate's between 7 and 10. So we should push around 7 and 10. So we've been growing fast. People seem to love the service, and we're really excited and passionate about it.
That's great. So I was going to actually ask you if you have an inspiring story of your own or someone of your friends, but your story that you just shared seems quite inspiring already. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? Or?
Yeah, I mean, along the path of being an entrepreneur, there's always stories that really humble you. I mean, no one just has a straight shot up. And I was at the point with my Amazon business where I was crushing it. I mean, I had the systems and processes in place. I had this one manufacturer that I was so good at selling their products. I had one employee that I had spent 6 months training so he could work without me being there. So the business ran on its own. I'm 20, 21, making more money than I ever should. And I decided to take my first vacation in a while because I had been working 7 days a week like most bootstrappers. So I took my first vacation. And on the first day of that vacation, I get a call saying that my employee that I spent 3 months training had quit. I get a call from my manufacturer telling me they no longer wanted to work with me. And then I get a call from my accountant telling me that someone had filed a fake tax return in my name and I was going to have to deal with that identity mess when I get back.
Wow.
So I go from this unbelievable high to them, this young entrepreneur crushing it, to let's start all over from scratch. And I learned so much from this. I mean, I pretty much learned how to problem solve because I had to come back, see, hey, how much money do we have in the bank account? What's the game plan going forward? And I also learned a valuable lesson about diversifying, not putting all your eggs in one basket. Instead of hiring one person to do everything, divide it up. So if someone quits, it's not that hard to replace. Same thing on the manufacturer side or supplier side, not just having one partnership, but many. So we came back, we could have given up and I could have gotten a real job, but we worked hard to work with eventually over 500 different manufacturers to departmentalize and create systems. And within 6 months, not only was the business bigger, but it was more protected than it was before.
Wow, that's great. Well, thanks for sharing that. That's a great story.
Of course.
So Tommy, do you have any tips for success, either professional or personal, that you could also share with us?
Yeah, it's all about prioritizing. That's really what separates me as a business owner, is I'm very good at looking, hey, there's 100 things that we could do right now. I mean, the list doesn't get any smaller. You're always thinking of new ideas, getting new feedback, new problems come up. What you have to be able to do as an entrepreneur is say, hey, this needs to get done before this. We need to do this today, this week. We need to have this project done by the end of the month. Obviously, execution is important, but if you can't prioritize the things as they come in, you're going to really struggle to succeed as an entrepreneur.
Yes, I agree. That's a great tip. Pardon me. So, Tommy, do you have any new projects or speaking engagements or anything that you're working on right now?
Well, with Free Up, it's funny. The first year, one of my goals was to become a regular podcast guest. And a year and a half later, I've been on over 100 podcasts, which is pretty cool. And it's funny that you mentioned the speaking, because my goal for this year was to become a regular guest speaker at different conferences. And I've probably been to around 10 of them, and I've been asked to speak at more. And it's something that I'm very passionate. And it's not really a side project because it goes along with Free Up. I'm sharing a lot of tips about hiring and strategies, and it kind of all funnels into Free Up, but it's a personal goal of mine. And I wouldn't say speaking in front of 100 or 200 people is my personal comfort zone. It definitely takes a little getting used to,
right.
But that's kind of my goal and my little fun side thing that I've been working on throughout the year.
Oh, that's exciting. So tell us, where can our listeners find you?
Yeah. So if you go to freeup.com with 3 E's, you can book a free meeting with me right at the top. I'd love to talk to you about your business and your hiring needs. You can create a free account, mention this podcast, get a $25 credit to try us out. You can check out the Free Up blog for more hiring tips and the Free Up YouTube channel. We're really proud of the content that we're putting out there, helping people hire better and smarter.
And if someone's looking to hire you for a speaking engagement, they would still go to freeup.com as well?
Yeah, you can shoot me an email at nathan@freeup.com, and I'd love to talk.
Great. Wow. Well, thank you so much. That was so awesome. Thanks for such a great show, Nathan. Thank you for your amazing insights and valuable tips on success. I learned a lot, and I'm sure our listeners did too.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Well, I would love to get your feedback, questions, or suggestions. Please follow me on Twitter, Michelle Leaders, on Instagram, Michelle Nasser Leaders. Visit my website, michellenasser.com, and you can pick up my book, Leadership Assessment for Success, on Amazon. Thanks again to my special guest, Nathan Hirsch, for sharing his time with us, and thank you for listening. Please subscribe to Michelle Nasser Show, and remember, success happens when you make it happen. Wishing you great success.